Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. The Libya conference in Berlin on Sunday was above all felt by motorists in the center of the capital, when parts of the government quarter were completely sealed off. Ebertstrasse between Potsdamer Platz and Brandenburg Gate was closed in the morning, the Holocaust Memorial was closed, and Pariser Platz was also only accessible to a limited extent. In front of the Hotel Adlon, mirrors were used to look under the diplomats' vehicles, and sniffer dogs were deployed. The police union said there were between 3,000 and 4,000 police officers working traffic control, barriers, and security. Approximately 1,500 of them were from other states and from the federal police. During the meeting in the chancellery, it remained largely quiet. In the early evening, the police spoke of individual small clashes with protesters, there were smaller demonstrations on Potsdamer Platz, and in the morning, more than 100 supporters of Turkish President Erdogan gathered. In the afternoon, the news that a glider had entered Berlin airspace without permission caused concern. According to police, this was a punishable offense, as airspace was closed to private planes for the duration of the conference. The glider pilot was accompanied by a police helicopter to Strasbourg Airport. Representatives from more than 10 countries were expected to attend the peace conference hosted by Chancellor Merkel, including U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, French President Macron, and Turkish President Erdogan. The German government hopes that the summit meeting will bring a progress towards a peace settlement in North African Libya. World leaders did reach an agreement to push for a ceasefire in Libya and to more strictly enforce the arms embargo on the warring parties in the country. On the sidelines of the conference, some 150 people demonstrated against the Libyan general Khalifa Haftar. The general is fighting in the North African civil war against the internationally recognized government of Prime Minister al-Sarraj, whose troops, however, only hold small areas around the capital Tripoli in the west of the country. Chancellor Merkel and Foreign Minister Heiko Maas had already met with al-Sarraj and Haftar for separate talks before the conference. During the protest action on the Platz der Republik, not far from the chancellor's office, the demonstrators demanded peace for the North African country and the reconstruction of the civil state. Notaries are outraged by Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt and are defending themselves against accusations that they're aiding and abetting money laundering. Alexander Kohlmorgen, president of the Berlin Chamber of Notaries, stated, quote, "We see ourselves wrongly placed in a corner. The way in which the Senator of Justice has placed the Berlin notaries under general suspicion has caused unrest and indignation among our members, and has led to uncertainty among our clients." The reason for the criticism of the Chamber of Notaries appeared in an interview with Senator Behrendt in the Berliner Morgenpost. In the interview, Behrendt had announced the establishment of a new task force against money laundering, which is to better control the role of notaries in real estate transactions. On January 6th, the task force was created, consisting of a presiding judge and three judicial officers. It is to deal exclusively with suspected cases of money laundering in connection with real estate purchases. At the same time, the obligation of confidentiality for notaries is to be relaxed. The investigating authorities hope that the notaries will provide more information about suspected cases of money laundering. Behrendt remarked that there have been many reports in recent years, especially from banks, and at last count, 77,000 reports were registered, 8 of which were filed by notaries, one of them coming from Berlin. Notaries are to take a closer look at which real estate transactions are processed via their desks. To do so, they will have to take several criteria into account, such as who exactly the buyer of a property is, whether it's plausible that he or she is buying a property, and whether they could be buying for someone else. The notaries firmly reject the suspicion. Kohlmorgen remarked that, quote, "We are really the last people not to support the fight against money laundering, but we don't have the investigative apparatus of the police and the prosecution." The new legal regulation is welcomed by the Chamber of Notaries. However, a concrete legal regulation is still pending. There is still a need for clarification because the obligation of confidentiality also applies to notaries. Until now, they can only become active if they have concrete evidence of money laundering. Kollmorgen added that, quote, in view of the fact that so far there has not been a single case of a Berlin notary facilitating money laundering in the real estate sector or terrorist financing, I can only call on the senator to reconsider his choice of words. Berendt remarked that since real estate can only be acquired in Germany through a notary, it is right to make them more accountable in the fight against money laundering. Therefore, the law was tightened. In addition to the rules for notaries, the requirements for banks and those who deal in high-value goods, such as art dealers, jewelers, brokers, and auctioneers, are also changing. Berendt does not see the establishment of a task force as a general suspicion against notaries, adding, quote, it's not a question of accusing notaries of aiding and abetting money laundering, but of keeping their eyes open. In the case of suspicion of money laundering, authorities, banks, and notaries are obliged to make a report. For this purpose, the federal government has set up a central reporting office, the Financial Intelligence Unit, or FIU. The number of suspicious cases has risen sharply in recent years. 10 years ago, there were 7,300 reports, 10 times fewer than last count. According to the FIU, the most common reason for a suspicious case is buying property with cash, and many reports are also received when real estate is traded extremely above or below market value. The state's new task force is now to check whether the notaries give correct information about the property purchase they've certified. If misconduct is found, sanctions can be imposed. A cyclist has died in a serious accident in the Hauptstadt. According to initial findings by the police, the driver of a 265 Bivalgi bus made a right turn, apparently overlooking the victim who wanted to continue straight on a cycle path. There is no traffic light at the crossing. The police confirmed to the Berliner Morgenpost that the victim was a woman. Ragnhild Sorensen of the Changing Cities Association stated, quote, we need safe streets and intersections, and the ADFC Berlin will set up a white bicycle of remembrance or Geisterrad at the accident site. After a planned vigil, a bicycle demonstration to the Federal Ministry of Transportation was also planned. This accident is the second in Berlin this year in which a cyclist has perished. Last week, a 68-year-old woman was killed by a turning truck at Kottbusser Tor in Kreuzberg. Since then, the safety of cyclists in Berlin has again been the subject of increased discussion. In 2019, 40 people died on Berlin streets, including 24 pedestrians, 6 cyclists, 6 car passengers, 2 motorcyclists, and 2 bus or truck drivers. Der Landessportbund Berlin, or the Berlin State Sports Association, has reaffirmed its desire to host the Olympic Games in the capital. However, the association sees difficulties for a possible application for the Summer Games in 2032 due to political circumstances. Association President Thomas Hartl stated, quote, first of all, we want to get the Games to Berlin. 2032 would be a good date, but the time window is very narrow. In Hartl's view, the election of the Berlin House of Representatives in 2021 could open the way for an application in 2022 at the earliest, which would be laid down in a coalition agreement. The state sports chief emphasized a candidacy for the 2036 Games in Berlin is also a possibility. So far, only the Rhein-Ruhr Initiative from North Rhine-Westphalia has clearly positioned itself as a candidate for an Olympic bid for 2032. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.